Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Merry Christmas. Your taxes are going up. It looks like the Wichita City Council is poised to rush a proposal to the ballot for a 1%. Don't let them fool you into thinking it's a 1 cent. It's 1% sales tax to raise $850 million over 7 years for a number of new projects. It does imply that imposing a new tax is the only way to fund public safety projects. But, you know, do we really know what's going through this? Have we seen the plan? Of course, the answer is no. Kansas Policy Institute recently did an article on this. They referred to the plan as a, quote, non-starter, saying it looks good on paper, but the property tax relief component won't happen. Well, why do they say that? Let's ask Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas, my friend. Nice to have you on the show again.
Same to you, John. Good to be here.
So let me start right there because, you know, one of the key ways that they're selling this to certainly the Republican voters, the Democrats don't care about property tax relief, but the Republican voters that they're going to need to pass this thing, the way they're selling it is A, that it's good to move from property tax to consumption, and B, is that it's a property tax cut. You say that won't happen. Why do you say that?
Well, we've seen this movie before. The state used to give cities and counties money in the local ad valorem reduction program.
Right.
The theory was the state will give them money, and that money will be used to reduce property taxes. What really happened is they just gave them more money to spend. You look at this is in our column, in the last 5 years that LAVTR was funded, the county average county property tax increase was over 7%. But there was no relief.
This will, I mean, there's by statute or ordinance or whatever, I mean, they will have to lower the property tax. You're not saying that they're not going to actually lower it, but what you are saying is that it's not going to matter because they're going to end up spending so much money.
Well, where does the ballot language require them to reduce property tax?
In the ballot measure, it does say that $150 million has to go to property tax relief.
Well, Actually, the ballot language, and I'm reading here from a Wichita Eagle story.
Okay.
It says, shall the city of Wichita be authorized pursuant to such and such statute to impose a 1% city retailer sales tax effective date? And then we go into an amount not to exceed
right.
$225 million. Well, would $1 million satisfy that? It didn't exceed it.
So you're thinking that they technically could come in with less and say, due to X factors, we were unable to deliver the amount that we were hoping to, basically. Sometime down the line, a new council could give extenuating circumstances and say we weren't able to deliver the property tax relief we were hoping to and give us a bunch of excuses, basically.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there is one segment where it says the money will go into a restricted special fund with earnings to be used to reinvest into the for the special project.
Right.
That's not what they're saying about property tax and convention and new arts center and so forth. It just says an amount not to exceed. Well, I could spend a dollar on that, and I have fulfilled the ballot language.
See, you know, this is, and my objection, don't get me wrong, I've got lots of issues with this ordinance, the least of which is the fact that it's just been rushed. I mean, it's never been to the DABS.
Yeah.
They've had one hearing where when the Wichita Forward Group, which, by the way, is three rich guys that inherited their daddy's companies. But my biggest issue with this from day one has been the fact that it's never, we don't have a plan. There's no details. There's no itemized lists. They want to build a bunch of things, but they've not shown any schematics, no plan details. There's right. no itemization on how they want to spend it. And that's my biggest objection here. You want to spend yeah. near to $1 billion, and you're not giving us any details.
Well, and as you said in your opening monologue, the assumption is we can only do these things if we double the local sales tax from 1% to 2%.
Yeah. Well, that's just on food alone. But, well, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1% sales tax now. They want to make it 2% in the city of Wichita. Now, the assumption must be, if you're going to run a sales tax to do these things, then they must be saying we couldn't possibly do them without the sales tax. Except they've never looked. The city of Wichita, and Wichita is no different than pretty much any other government entity in this country, it doesn't have a real budget process. It has an appropriations process. Staff prepares the budget, and it largely gets rubber stamped.
Right.
There is not, you were in the legislature, I think, when the performance-based budget system passed.
Correct, yes.
What is supposed to happen is each agency or department is supposed to prioritize the services it provides, have targets. What's the goal of this service, measurable goal? What can we do to operate it at more effectively and more efficiently? None of that takes place. And that's when that happens, this is why you see spending get out of control. So, for example, just in the general fund, since 2012, spending is up 66%. Inflation was 40%. Now, we've not had much population increase, and certainly not that would require additional people to provide services. Most of this is baked into the infrastructure. Pay and benefits are up 79%.
Yeah. The city council will tell you that the largest increase is pay and benefits. They say they've had to do that in order to basically keep up with the Joneses, is their argument.
I know. And the problem with that is, first, they have never analyzed to determine whether it is necessary to have all of those employees. This isn't certainly we want government employees to be paid a fair wage. It needs to be competitive. The issue is how many employees we have.
Right.
Are there things we can be done automated with AI? We no longer really need to do it. It's a lower priority than increasing funding for homeless or for an arts center. This is where you get into the prioritization, and that's part of the negotiation that has to happen with this, the elected body.
Well, I'm not sure they're interested. I'm not sure they're interested in prioritizing, to be honest with you, Dave. This looks like just a massive slush fund to me.
It's the system is not designed for elected officials to really get the information they need. What they should do every year, every elected body, is give the staff direction on what they expect in the budget. For example, we do not want you to increase property tax, and we do not want you to cut a service unless you tell us the service isn't needed. So you're not going to come back and, you know, we're going to cut the police and fire. No, that's not going to happen. You're going to only cut the service if you don't think it's necessary.
Right.
Figure it out. Go do the efficiency analysis. For God's sakes, John, they haven't even spent all the money they've collected since 2012. The general fund ending balance doubled from $23 million to $46 million.
We're talking with Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute, and I know I'm up against my bottom of the hour break, but let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Sure. The first thing, the proponents of this will say that a move from property tax to consumption tax is, quote-unquote, conservative. That it's a Republican value. I've looked at the party platform. I've looked at some of the arguments from conservative think tanks. I've never actually seen that. It's not in the party platform. Is that a conservative value to move, or is that just borrowing from Peter to pay Paul?
Exactly. That is not a conservative, fiscally responsible action. It's fine if you want to shift and completely get rid of property tax. And that way, you know, the money is really going for what you want it to. You can have that conversation. But part of that has to be, let's look at, all right, how many exemptions are we giving out?
Right. Yes.
Let's look at, do we want to widen, expand the base of what is considered taxable?
Sure.
Because, you know, the thing with the sales tax, as we're reminded every time someone wants to propose one, is that it hits the poorest people the most.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you can't do this and increase spending by 30% at the same time. I mean, that's
a fourth grade math problem.
Exactly. The math ain't mathing. And again, the other problem here is this whole plan that they've got has a Nancy Pelosi problem. It's reminiscent of, we have to pass the bill before we know what's in the bill.
Yeah.
And that didn't work for Nancy, and it's not working for these folks either.
You know, this is pretty obvious that it's been rushed in end of the year. Maybe people aren't paying attention, and then we'll stick it on a March ballot. Really?
Right.
How about taking some time to analyze?
They don't want
the prioritization. And if you want to put it on the August primary ballot where you know you're going to get a good turnout.
They don't want that.
This isn't a criticism. I'm not criticizing the people proposing it. I imagine they have good and very good intentions. Okay. But this isn't the way that you hit people with an $850 million tax increase when they're already overtaxed.
Let's see, and you're being generous. I call it $1 billion because by the end of the 7 years with inflation, that's what it's going to be. So I just say call a spade what it is. So,
sure, could be.
Dave, one last question for you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At the end of the 7 years, this thing, at the end of 7 years, if it expires, you're going to have to pass it again or property taxes go up. So is this not just a permanent tax increase, sales tax?
Most likely.
Okay.
Because what typically happens is, well, if we don't renew this sales tax, then we're going to cut funding for homeless, and we're going to cut funding for the, of course, of course, this is going to become
permanent.
That's
the difference between this. And I want to articulate this because I want listeners to understand they're doing a whole lot of sales pitches here. This is not Intrust Bank Arena, which was 3 years, build the arena, we're done, and it expired, which is one of the reasons people voted for it. Folks, this is going to be a permanent tax increase because it's so big, and they're going to need that $1 billion. And what happens is Katie bar the doors at the end of the 7 years. So, Dave, I'm sure you guys are going to have more on this as we go through the process, but it's kansaspolicy.org, correct?
That's it. That's where the column, you can find the column there.
I appreciate it. And you can find it on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page as well. Thank you, my friend. Good. We'll be in touch. And Merry Christmas, brother.
And to you, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.